We need a Saniacs, you feel me?
How's it going today, guys? Our topic today on the Saniac podcast is the Dragon Ball superheroes. And the question, the first question of the day is, what do you guys think about Dragon Ball superheroes, guys?
Who wanna go first? You wanna go first?
I guess I'll go first.
Alright.
I think it's a cool concept. I really like the fact that they actually have these fights going on that we kind of just want to see, and it doesn't really have a storyline attached to it. It's just kind of like you just want to, it's basically them fighting a big broad barrel.
Well, I wouldn't say it's just fighting. I mean, yeah, I feel like they want to go somewhere with it, but they're like I feel like it's for the fans that like, I always want to see Goku fighting in Super Saiyan 4, but I never seen it because, you know, Akira Toriyama doesn't want to make it come out. I feel for those kind of fans.
And then the dead characters too that you want to see.
Yeah, but you know, people do be getting heated when they see people like getting beat up, like my boy Super Saiyan 4 Goku. Yeah. I was hot when I seen him get beat by Super Saiyan Blue.
Well, he didn't really get beat. It was a tie.
But I would have thought he would be stronger, but
Super Saiyan
big
4?
Facts.
No, Super Saiyan. No, okay. Well, see, we gotta remember that this is not canon, so technically Super Saiyan Blue is way stronger than Super Saiyan 4.
But Super Saiyan 4 buffer, the transformation, how, if y'all remember what he had to do to transform into that, he first got to get his tail pulled back in with a little big old tweezers, you know, in GT.
Yeah.
And then he turned into a gold Ozaru, otherwise known as a golden ape, Super Saiyan 8. Okay.
You mean Ozaru?
I said Ozaru, Krillin. All right.
It's Ozaru, Ozaru, whatever. Yeah. You know, tomato, tomato.
Yep, yeah, tomatoes, you know. But yeah, a gold Ozaru, you feel me?
Ozaru.
Sorry. What happened is afterwards. But look at, then he had to gain his consciousness back when Pan told him, "Uncle, do you understand this? I mean, Grandpa, it's me." Once he did that, he came out, sat down. His arms was big. Super Saiyan 4, OG fit. I don't care.
I'm seeing now when we come to design wise, Super Saiyan 4 is a superior design. All Super Saiyan Blue is, all it is Super Saiyan
a color palette
with blue on it. It's like a Fortnite skin. All it is like
facts.
I mean, he's not lying.
Like, all it is one thing changed about it.
Fortnite stealing ideas. Big facts.
Super Saiyan 4, I can't hate. Super Saiyan 4 does look superior.
It does.
But you can't tell me that Super Saiyan 4 is stronger than Beerus. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Super Saiyan Blue is stronger than Beerus by any means. He's not. But I'm just saying, Goku Super Saiyan Blue is godly. Super Saiyan 4, it's not. But I'm not knocking him. I'm just saying, like, just now, Super Saiyan Blue is stronger. But Super Saiyan 4, by means, looks better, and it's a beast. So he's a whole beast. He's like, what about Tenkaichi Kamehameha? That's a red Kamehameha.
That's a color palette, you know. Anybody can do that. Just color it red. Come on, though.
True, you're right. True.
Now, how I think Super Dragon Ball Heroes is going, for myself, I think it's going pretty smooth. I'm happy that they did it, but like when I first heard about they were gonna do heroes, I was like, "This is gonna be lit. It's gonna be real heat and everything." But then I don't know, the execution. I don't like, maybe after the sixth episode, I stopped watching it. I started watching it every now and then, but then I don't know, I just stopped watching it. It got boring. I'm gonna catch.
I think it's a wait time too.
Yeah.
Cause you waiting like a whole month just to watch another episode. I'm like, what's going on? But for me, it's cool though. I don't mind it at all. The fights are definitely nice.
Mm-hmm. So, out of all the fights that happened so far in Dragon Ball Super Heroes, I want to know, what is your guys' favorite fight so far?
That boy Kaba, I think his name Kaba, that Saiyan dude who want to be Broly?
Cumber?
He don't make no sense. I don't know how he that strong. He body Super Saiyan Blue Vegito. That don't make any sense.
But you gotta remember, like, Cumber is like, his energy can corrupt pure-hearted people. Like Goku, like the first episode. Or was it the first episode or the second episode?
So you telling me
when Goku tried to punch him,
he was like,
he turned evil.
So my boy,
he started swinging on Vegeta, and Vegeta was like,
didn't Jiren try to give him the hands? And Jiren, no, he didn't fight.
I'm not too sure.
He said germ.
I don't know, like, I mean, I didn't get how Vegito was struggling against Cumber. Like, this is Vegeta. This is Goku and Vegeta mixed up together.
They just want to make that guy seem powerful.
Off the camera.
He like the Bang of a Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what he looked like.
But like, it's just we don't know where the power is. Like, we don't know how strong Beerus is. Like, they tell us that Ultra Instinct is like is either on Beerus' level or above Beerus' level, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see these people like Cumber. Is Cumber on Beerus' level?
And what he because
no,
because like, listen. It took Ultra Instinct to beat him. Let's get that straight. It took Ultra Instinct to beat Cumber. Mm-hmm. But we also know that Vegito is not stronger than Cumber. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy.
We know, and we also
Goku
know that
and Vegeta mixed up. That's crazy.
Yeah, and I think Vegeta has been stated to be stronger than Beerus, right? Or no?
No.
But all right, but we know that Ultra Instinct is stronger than some gods, correct? That's stated.
Cause yes.
Ultra Instinct is stronger than Jiren, therefore is stronger than some of the gods, correct?
Yes, sir.
Because Jiren was stated to be stronger than the god of his universe, so therefore Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, that dude was OP.
Jiren was that guy. Period.
And he getting beat right now. By that, what's that dude name?
Cover?
Oh. No, the other guy.
So,
I don't think Golden Hearts.
Freezer? Yeah,
yeah. I don't think he was getting beat by Hearts. I think, I don't think he's getting beat by Hearts. I think that was just like some things. Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't getting beat by Hearts.
You gotta watch that again.
Like, he wasn't getting beat by Hearts. My man Jiren was, he was being held, but he didn't get held down like Goku did. You know what I'm saying? Hearts didn't, like, punk him.
But he still basically was losing, though.
But they didn't really fight, though.
I mean, but basically, he was showing him, like, hey, I could take you now.
Look at this.
I don't think I ever seen...
The wannabe spirit bomb.
I don't think I ever seen him use two hands, to be honest.
That's the wannabe spirit bomb.
You would see, like, in the other one part, he actually was stopping Jiren.
What is your God of Destruction form?
That boy, Topo. I don't know why you're not going to God of Destruction form.
Yeah, I mean...
Why Topo look like that guy from the Sonic?
Hey, can we take a time to tell the fans where we're at right now?
What? That's the guy from Sonic. Hold on.
Can we take a time to tell the fans where we're at right now? They're wondering why our mics sound like this. Let me tell them where we're at.
Oh, it's where we at then. Tell them.
We in a hyperbolic time chamber. Period.
We training. We trying to get stronger.
We trying to get our views up. We trying to be the best podcast in the world. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get stronger.
We're gonna only get stronger.
If guess what? Y'all leave a like and subscribe.
So. Yeah, One Punch Man the same. Period. He ain't with Goku's training regiments. Period. Also. I need to know one more thing. No cap, I went to the left side. My feet was burning, sweating, everything. You think it's hot in Fresno? Nope, it's hot out here in the hyperbolic time chamber. Facts, all
right. Yeah, we go to the right side though, it's pretty cold though, but we're gonna continue on that. So right now we were talking about our favorite fights, but we kind of went into more of a power scale. We're more power scaling right now, but like you guys never really told me what is your actual favorite fights right now in Dragon Ball Super Heroes.
When Goku came back.
Oh yeah, he did come back pretty soon. Yeah. I like
Goku,
that.
Yeah, when Goku came back from like when Ultra Instinct from
Mastering
Ultra Instinct.
Oh,
when he's wearing the angel suit.
Yeah. He was.
That was pretty bad.
Oh,
yeah.
Straight heat.
That was pretty bad.
The outfit though.
Does that mean he's stronger? Yeah. Does that mean he's stronger than all the
like just the entrance itself? Like just look at this man.
That he can't really control it though.
That was smooth, though.
Look at the outfit, though, bro.
He's already in Ultra Instinct sign, like, it's just like, he just activated.
He's
like,
serious,
nothing.
Dude. He like, he ready to drop hands.
Look at Jiren. Jiren's scared.
Look at that bodybuilder.
I think all the angels master Ultra Instinct.
Yeah.
I don't know if they said that or not.
Yeah, no. Yeah, all the angels.
But I don't think, did they say that, though?
Instinct. Yeah.
Look at that dude, though.
They did. They said it in Super.
But I mean, he's taking out fodder people.
I wonder if there's levels
of
Ultra Instinct.
He's not even in full Ultra Instinct. He's in sign. Look at that. Come on now.
I'm not going to lie. This is a good fight, but y'all can't say that fight that made this series continue was the Super Saiyan SS Blue versus Super Saiyan 4 Goku. So,
that was it.
I feel like if it wasn't for that, this wouldn't have a fan base.
Yeah, this show would have been dead.
Facts.
I don't know. Kimber was pretty nice to the...
Cumber? Yeah. Nah, it didn't make any sense.
He really didn't.
He shouldn't be able to beat all those characters.
I mean, you don't know who that's the thing about it. You don't know who he is, though. He just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, nobody.
He's like a knockoff Broly.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's exactly
I'll tell you what, who will win, though? You know why all the fans don't like him? I know why nobody likes him. I'll tell you exactly why. Because before the Broly movie was out and before any trailers were out, it would just, remember when it just showed the fist and all that? Everybody thought Cumber was gonna be in a new movie.
Yeah.
When Broly was announced to be the new movie, Cumber dropped, and then it was like, who is this guy? Like, who is this guy?
I just want to put on a side note. Cumber has to be stronger than Broly. Let me tell you guys why.
It has to be.
Yeah. Let me tell you why. Because first of all, Vegito, who is the which is proven to be the same strength as Gogeta. They proved it now.
Gogeta, yeah.
Could not touch Cumber. He couldn't beat him, right? And Gogeta made Broly scared. Bro, he was about to kill Broly. Remember, you guys seen the movie? We watched the movie together.
I mean, but that was like, Broly wasn't really in battle. He was learning as he was going. Like, that was like the most strongest.
See that? So, yeah, that's like, that's crackheaded Broly right there.
We haven't seen
that's
Broly.
That's Broly I would push him to the side.
No, we haven't seen his limit, though. Like, the Broly they kind of show was basically saying, like, hey, this is just the baby version of him. Like, it's a limit he could get to.
What I'm saying is, though, is, yeah, you're right. He can't get to limit, but saying that is like saying Goku has no limit because he can get infinitely more stronger if he keeps training. I'm just using what we have, and what we have is that Gogeta beat Broly. So using that term,
but he had to go Super Saiyan Blue.
Perfect. All right, perfect. All right, look, and then Vegito Super Saiyan Blue Kaioken couldn't even beat Cumber. So that's what I'm saying right there is one used Kaioken, which is a multiplier, so Vegito was Super Saiyan Blue and then went Kaioken.
But you gotta understand that Super Saiyan Blue Gogeta is a higher power than Super Saiyan Vegito. Vegito is just, a little, Vegito is like, it's not stronger than Super Saiyan Gogeta.
Yes, he is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not strong, it's the same exact, same
strength. No, it's not.
They confirmed it.
No, Gogeta is 10 times stronger than...
Wait, what?
He's looking up his phone.
No, Akira Toriyama confirmed it.
They just did it. Like, for the recent Gogeta movie.
Akira Toriyama just confirmed it.
When he made Gogeta canon, he said that they are equals. It's just a different form of fusion, but they're both exactly the same strength. Like, they're vice versa. They're just different forms of fusion.
They actually confirmed it. I watched the video, and I seen the actual article. Okay. It was in an actual magazine.
Not dissing Broly, I think that Broly's
Cumber's
like,
still weak though.
Broly's a better character. I mean, Cumber just has hacks for no reason. Like,
Cumber's still weak though.
But the thing is,
look, that's Super Saiyan. You guys remember Gogeta Super Saiyan 4? From like the one that we was talking about was super fast. Remember we talking
Cumber's
about that?
Cumber's still weak though.
Last episode, look what he's doing to somebody equally as strong as Gogeta.
Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta.
Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta. Let's see, look. He is fighting him in Super Saiyan 3. Look, this dude doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
So the thing is, though, about the Broly part. Broly, think about the movie. Broly had just came from a planet. He didn't really fight anybody that was really strong.
He fighting bugs.
And then all of a sudden, he meet Goku and Vegeta, one of the strongest people, and he's adapting on the spot, and then all of a sudden surpasses them.
But I'm saying
individually off of just of one fight. Okay. Imagine if he really had training.
Okay, but
he would have been raw.
Imagine if Goku had Ultra Instinct
Goku is always continuously fighting different people. Broly has never had. He was on
he
a
never fought
by
one
himself.
Person. The only person he had to train with was his dad.
Yeah, and then some big huge bug. That was it.
Yeah.
Also,
hold up, dog.
Oh, hold on. You
huge
also.
Bug. You gonna disrespect his pet like that?
Yeah, his name was Ba.
No, it was a bug. No, he been fighting bugs though.
Well, that was a
he's been protecting his dad.
It was a giant bug.
It wasn't Ba. He wasn't fighting Ba.
He was fighting Ba.
He was fighting green fur, man. Look, he wearing on his waist right now. That's his homie.
He fought Ba every day.
That's Ba's ear.
Until his dad shot his ear off.
But it is a bug. That's a giant bug.
It is a giant bug. I'm not gonna cap.
It's not a bug.
It is a bug. If it lives in the ground.
You know, it reminds me of you ever seen SpongeBob when they had the big worm?
Oh,
that's
what that looked like.
The mole exactly. Worm. It reminded me of that perfectly.
Yeah, exactly what that is.
Facts.
But look at this. Look.
The graphics are amazing on that movie. Can we just agree that?
As he's fighting. Come on now.
The graphics were amazing.
Did Cumber do that?
I'm not saying.
Did Cumber do that?
Broly. Yes, he did it against. But no. I'm saying, Cumber adapted against Super Saiyan Vegito. Broly didn't adapt against Gogeta. That's
graphics
all I'm saying.
Amazing.
So what I'm saying is, look, what we know is Ultra Instinct. All we know though is for surely is that Ultra
look
Instinct
that.
Is stronger than both of them. But yeah. I don't know as far as where they both can see. Cumber must not be that much stronger than Broly, but he is stronger by a wide margin.
So
you
question,
what I'm saying?
Where do you think Cumber came from?
I don't know where he came from. I think he just.
That's like a different universe.
I think
make up a story.
I think all right, ready? All right, let's do it. Cumber, Fu,
Universe 6.
Fu stole him from a different universe.
I see Universe 6, bro.
And then stole everybody's power from all the fights during time because he has hacks and he can do that. Because, like, you know, his mom is Mira.
He doesn't have hacks.
I got a good one. I got a good one.
But, like, he has a time hack, so he can steal power from, like, all across.
I got a real good one.
All across time.
He is the legendary Super Saiyan.
The Super Swine?
No. I got one. He's the Broly of Universe 6.
There you go. Boom. Yeah, right there.
Kale's the Broly of Universe 6.
No, she has a berserker form. She's the Universe 6 Broly.
What do you call Broly's form?
Well, see, look, you know, berserker? You guys saying that. Remember, you guys said Broly was adapting against Super Saiyan Blue. Kale did the same thing.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
She got bopped multiple times.
Nah, well, she first went out.
She got all mad because somebody was like, be all goody goody and friends with her, like her mentor.
Dragon Ball Z not equal. They don't believe in equal rights. That's why.
Look at my man Ood. But we're not gonna get into that. Look at my man Ood.
They want to give him equal rights.
They thinking about taking my boy Ood out the series, dog. Thinking about taking Ood out the series.
True.
You know Ood is, right?
I know Ood is the boo reincarnated.
So they said Dragon Ball. So you know Dragon Ball Super has been taking place between after they fought Boo and before the World Tournament, you know, right?
Yeah.
It's between that. So if everything goes well, Ood's still gonna be at the end. But one thing I don't get how that works out is.
But you still gotta remember, Ood's still a little kid.
I know that right now. Like right now, he is. But like, are they gonna get to that finally? Like, when is Ood? Like, Ood's been mentioned in Dragon Ball Super, but are they gonna get to him? Like, are they gonna show him anytime?
Probably.
Is he gonna be black?
I
don't think Ood's gonna be black no more.
Ood was actually Indian.
Ood wasn't black. He was Indian.
Oh, I think he was African.
I thought he was African
too for a long time. I wish he was African.
They draw
African.
Dragon Ball was kind of racist. Look at Mr. Popo.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be a black person. Come on now.
Remember what's that dude name?
Boxer Joe, I think.
No, yeah. Dragon Ball, Lieutenant Black. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, Lieutenant Black.
Whatever his name is.
You can tell when the character's black.
But he did have pink lips, though.
Yeah, like pink lips.
Why big old lips? Like, come on now. That's. Oh, my God.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I wish Ood was black though. I can't like. Mm-mm. I love these lips.
Really?
Let's move on. Let's move on. So like, I just want to know, who's your favorite character from Dragon Ball Super Heroes right now? Mine, I would say,
You was hating on him.
I don't know how to put it. Like, Cumber is like. I mean, you're right. I mean, he has his power for no reason. He's strong for nothing. He's just a character that's strong. He's kind of like Jiren, but like at least Jiren is canon.
Jiren wasn't strong for nothing. He had a purpose. This guy doesn't have a purpose.
A weak purpose, but it's whatever.
A weak purpose. He just didn't
Jiren
want to
was
be powerful.
Basically competition. They always gotta add a competitor.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They gotta add a competitor every time.
Let me see. Cumber. I don't know how to explain Cumber. Cumber was strong for no reason. He had hacks. Like, you can't tell me like. Like, Dragon Ball Z, I'm kind of going back to power scaling in this, but it's just, like, Cumber is so broken that he makes Dragon Ball superheroes confusing, because you say the Ultra Instinct is above Beerus, right? So, if you have, this is Ultra Instinct, right? This is Beerus, right? And then you have Super Saiyan God Gogeta, and so this would be Cumber, and this would be Super Saiyan God Gogeta, and then this would be Broly.
You think Cumber can beat Moros? Hold on. You think Cumber can beat Moros?
Who is Moros?
You know, the new maker.
The GOAT.
Because Moros, won the five Beerus.
I think anybody from, I ain't gonna lie, I think anybody from,
Heroes?
Yeah, it's like, you can't really go.
I already lost my train of thought now.
You can't mix non-canon material with canon material, because it'll just give you a headache, and it just doesn't make sense. Like, doesn't really make sense at all.
You were just doing that right now.
No, was it?
No, he nitpicking, really. It's all, he's trying to...
Yeah, like, look. See, the reason why I put Jiren in there is because I wasn't comparing them exactly. I was just comparing them, like, their character and sense. Mm-hmm. Not, like, who's stronger. Mm-hmm. I'm just comparing them in, like, they both are doing the same thing. Dragon Ball Super Heroes just need a strong character at the moment for Goku to fight against. And that's Cumber. Just like in the Tournament of Power, they needed somebody strong for him to fight against, and that was Jiren.
I mean, big facts. Even Beerus knew Jiren was stronger. No, Beerus was weaker than Jiren. That's when Beerus knew. He's like, oh, he's
so. Hold up. So what? Wait, so what? I'm saying,
yeah,
it's not ever been stated.
Oh, but you know, Jiren is stronger than
he
Cumber.
Knew.
Yeah, Jiren.
Yeah, he. Yeah, he. Yeah.
Jiren's not stronger than Beerus though.
Yeah. Yes, he is.
So what you're saying is
Jiren is stronger than theirs.
I don't know about that because they said never stated. He could be his god of power, yeah. But not everybody.
Even Topo, yeah. Topo was supposed to be the next god of destruction.
That don't mean he's that strong.
You know what I'm saying? Though, but I think
gotta remember, be a god of destruction. Universe 11 was stronger than Universe 7.
But I think different gods are different levels of
mortal.
No, but you guys gotta understand. Anybody could be a god of destruction.
Not really.
But they just gotta be real strong. They don't have to be like stronger than like a certain person is. They gotta be like you know how you just gotta pass that gap of strongness.
I think that's a lot of head. That's a lot of head.
Say you wanna like in Fortnite they got like Division 7. Like if you wanna get money, you got if you Division 7 you gonna get money. That's how it is. I feel like with Dragon Ball Z. If you Division 7 strength, then you're going to be able to become a god.
But I guess you're right.
You ain't Division 7.
I think so.
You're not going to become a god. You're right. Period.
In episode...
Big facts.
I think it was episode 98 of Dragon Ball Super. I don't know. Don't quote me. But I think it was episode 98 of Dragon Ball Super where Frieza first got resurrected. And then he was talking to the god of destruction of the...
I'm just talking about,
ninth
yeah.
universe, I think
and he
was
trying to, conspiracy, about, trading. Like, remember that? Mm-hmm.
And then the god of destruction was like... Mm-hmm. The Kai told the god of destruction... this guy's more of a god of destruction than you. So like, I agree with you when you say that.
Yeah, that, I'm not going to lie. That is off topic. But,
We off topic.
Hey, no, we're not off topic.
You guys got to pick your favorite character.
No, it's part of it though. But yeah.
Now, I'm finna get off topic real quick. Y'all think Frieza would be a good god of destruction?
I think he'd be the...
Nope.
I think he'd be one. What?
Nope.
I think Vegeta would be.
Yup.
Which Vegeta? Now Vegeta or
now Vegeta?
Yeah, I think because I feel like Vegeta has a sense of justice now, and he has like a bad cop. Like, he's like an anti-hero.
Yeah, he's the bad cop.
Yeah.
Oh, and you guys watched you guys just on a side note, did you guys see the new Dragon Ball Super manga? Vegeta is going to Planet Yarjat. You guys know what that means?
I don't know why, but I had a dream about that.
He's not learning instant transmission.
Oh yeah, he gonna go there and the Yarjat gonna be like.
He could try to seek a new power, but he's not going to learn instant transmission.
Bet.
This time
I'm right.
Y'all can't see him shaking hands, but they're shaking hands.
Wireless controller.
Nope. Wired.
Wait, is that canon?
Wired.
Manga. But let's get back to.
My favorite character, really, is Hearts.
All right, so what's our next clip?
He's too OP. What is he? Is he like half Saiyan or something?
I don't know what
the dude is. Like, because like I was watching.
He's tough. I like his jacket though.
Because as we were driving here, as we were driving here, like I was watching an episode, and next thing like I saw him turn Super Saiyan. I'm like, what is that?
Huh? He's Tuffle, right?
Is he a Tuffle? He looked like he's like, look. He looks like he's a demon, and he looks like he's like.
He's a Tuffle.
Man, his jacket nice though. I'm just saying. Yeah,
yes.
His man is swaggy.
His jacket.
What's up with Trunks? Why doesn't he go
Super Saiyan? Don't hate on my boy Trunks. That's my favorite character.
Hey, what's going on there? Why are you not in the...
Because Gohan weak. Gohan weak.
Who cares? That's your favorite character, right?
Yeah.
Why are you not in there?
Gohan.
Huh? Why are you not in there?
Hey.
Gohan weak.
Hey, wait. You know what we need to see in here? We need to see Super Saiyan Blue Heroes Gohan in here, dog.
He needs to be in here for real.
Nah, Gohan's smart, man. He's a scholar. And like,
yeah, that's gonna help. That's gonna help, yeah.
No one cares.
I'll tell you why. Because in the manga, anime, Gohan stated that I want to find another way to reach my strength without using Super Saiyan. So he's not going to be trying to go blue or nothing like that.
He still sucks.
It's real stupid. You better do the ritual. Stop playing. Hold hands.
Why they don't give everybody the ritual? How does that... Like, they can give Trunks the ritual.
They can
give Goten the ritual.
But Vegeta didn't do it, though. He didn't need no ritual.
We don't know that.
He didn't use it.
We don't know that.
He didn't use it.
We don't know that.
He's too prideful.
No, we don't know that.
No, he's too prideful.
Huh? What?
We don't know if Vegeta did the ritual to become Super Saiyan God.
He didn't, bro.
No,
he's too prideful.
So he's saying he just reached that level by himself?
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Has it been stated?
He skipped Super Saiyan God to go Super Saiyan God.
You could skip Super Saiyan God to go Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, because that's just energy. I'm talking about the ritual. The ritual is something different.
He didn't do the ritual.
I don't think he skipped it.
Exactly.
I don't know. Yeah, I think this is a theory. I'm not too sure, but when they did, you know, remember when they did the whole little theory, the ritual.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking that some of that power went through all the Saiyans, and I'm thinking it went through Vegeta also.
Oh, that makes sense.
And since Vegeta and Goku are like direct Saiyans, like actual like full-blooded Saiyans, I think that kind of tapped in a little bit more.
Well, maybe they also say something about he has royal blood.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not canon.
Royal blood doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, that's Master Media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not canon.
Your favorite character, though?
It's still good though.
KY.
Yeah, we love Matt Star.
He traces.
TY. Favorite character.
Chill. Oh, favorite character?
Yeah.
I got you. Hold up. Dang. So it's a lot. So we talking about just super the episodes, or are we talking about the trailers? Heroes.
The Sadoka, brother was singing that in the car, man. I was watching it.
You not talking about those?
I don't. Oh no! Look, you got him started.
Look, I don't want
you. You got him started.
So I have favorite characters that are in the trailers to the game, but in the show. It would have to be Super Saiyan 4, just seeing Super Saiyan 4. No, Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta. That boy is fresh, period. He fresh.
That fresh? In the flesh, though? He fresh in
he
the
fresh
flesh?
He fresh in the flesh because he blessed with the extra most bestest.
Mine was Cumber, his was Heart, and his was
Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta.
My boy is Trunks. My boy Trunks with like the Tapion Solar.
Like Trunks is getting beat up in this.
Okay, well,
hey, hold on. He doing better than Gohan, though.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Can we just give a moment to talk about Gohan? How
give you RIP,
he a wimp, he a simp.
Give you RIP moment of silence.
Oh yeah, RIP Gohan.
Moment of silence, please.
He gone. He been gone. He been gone.
Moment of silence.
All right, we good. I have one more question though. How y'all feel? I got a question for all you guys. How y'all feel about Videl becoming a housewife? Cause in that movie Broly, she was heat. Period.
Oh yeah, she was giving Broly the Broly word.
Second coming. Remember? She went up to Broly and said, I forgot what she said. Me, you mind bringing up that clip? And Broly second coming, where she
Videl versus Broly.
Yeah, she is a GOAT. Period.
Videl got more man parts than Yamcha and Krillin.
And Gohan.
No, Gohan saved her. I don't know what you talking about. Gohan.
Yeah, Gohan saved. He was a beast in that movie. He was a beast. Nah,
he was Nissa. Bro.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She legitimately. Right, she felt it like.
She didn't know what she was messing.
Just
with.
Bust.
She got the first yeet.
Oh yeah, she got yeeted. I'm not gonna lie.
She it got, was
hey, yeet. Suplex City. Hey, Brock Lesnar. Boom, boom, yeet. Boom, boom. Look, she can't throw around. Big fat.
She cold. Gohan saw her well too.
Oh, look how she bouncing, dog.
Still suck.
But she'll beat Naruto,
Gohan,
dog.
Gohan a beat Trunks. Let's get for real. Come on, man. Gohan beat Trunks. What? Like, you know, in the manga, Gohan beat Kefla. In the manga, oh, yeah, Gohan beat Kefla.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but it happened.
So in the manga, Gohan's stronger than Trunks, just to get that straight.
Nah, that's whatever. He's still whack. He's still whack.
In the series, I think Trunks is stronger.
He's still whack.
Like
she must be yeeted. Look.
If anybody else seen that,
look, she thinks she called. Look at this.
Walking in the smoke.
Like, she really think.
Look at, she thinks she called.
She think her dad.
Look at my boy Broly. Look at him.
Hey.
Look at my boy Broly. Look at him.
When you think your dad actually be Cell.
I know.
Nah, she don't believe that at all.
No, I'm just saying.
Look at this. Look at this.
Look.
She backing
up. Watch that kick, though. Watch how she do it.
Look at this.
Ooh, how did she dodge?
How did she dodge that, though?
She got the move.
He said,
Super Saiyan. She dodged it.
Bang. Get over there.
It's over. Just took one punch. Like, how is she still standing? Look, she's standing.
He's playing with his food. That's what he's doing.
Sense.
Look at that. Look at
this. Yay! He hit it up. Yeah, he did.
But, like, how Videl is strong? Like, shoot, like, this makes you really want to think.
She is. I remember Chi Chi could box too, though.
Yeah.
But right. You gotta remember, Chi Chi was a fighter before she met Goku.
Facts. Alright, Corey.
So who win, though?
I already said it. It was Trunks.
Chi Chi or Videl?
Yeah.
Videl.
My boy Videl. Trunks.
Nah,
my boy.
Chi Chi might get him, right?
Nah, Videl.
Videl.
The heck out of Chi Chi.
Videl can fly.
Chi Chi.
Chi
Chi. Why?
No, Chi Chi. Chi Chi. Goku teaches how to fight, though.
Videl just went against a Super Saiyan. Like,
she
no
taught Goten's how to go Super Saiyan.
But that was Broly was just playing around.
I remember the last time Goten.
Broly,
I mean,
you didn't see the little smirk that he did? He said,
Chi Chi was definitely right away.
Y'all remember the last time Chi Chi tried to go up against a villain and what happened to her? It got turned into an egg.
Yep.
He said, she went to Majin Buu set.
I meant Majin
like that. Majin Buu looked at her, turned her into an egg. I'll never forget that.
Remember that one?
You got that clip. it was weird.
Oh my god.
But I was like just waiting for something to happen. I was like, she legitimately thought she was like
look at this.
She walked up to him like everybody else scared.
I think it was
everybody
boom. Bang. Looked at her. Think she like all that. When you
felt
go
like to, the hell even shot.
And when you go up to your boss that you don't like,
ask her for a raise.
He said something. He said, what kind of food? What's your favorite? Got or something like that.
Well, you know, so crazy.
Well, yeah. He turned into an egg too. Not even chocolate. He didn't even eat her. He killed her. Ooh,
dang.
Goten was a little kid. So
imagine so that. We look at this though, like the graphics look so much different from like it is right now.
It was amazing.
I think it looks better.
What?
I love GBZ graphics.
I
like how I look. I'm saying, I'm not saying nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying compared to now, they actually have a lot of computer graphics that like
Namek Saga's graphics is terrible.
Yes, it was terrible.
Look how the sky is. The sky is light color.
But we think about the graphics in Dragon Ball Super Heroes.
Wait, alright, yes.
Yeah, oh, they're amazing. You know, they got all the budget in the world. They got
all
the
whole right. Market.
I don't see what's wrong with it, I think it looks like good.
It went from 2D to 3D and then like it tried to go 4D like
The new movies Super Saiyan Resurrection of F and Battle of God.
It went from 2D to 3D to like trying to go 4D.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, that was, man.
I like the
movie.
It was cool.
It was alright. It was the first Dragon Ball film in a long time. I think I love the animation of the movies, but compared to Dragon Ball Super Heroes, I think the animation is getting better and better. At first, it was kind of, you know, it was kind of stale, like it was kind of solid. But I feel like it Dragon Ball Super Heroes contains a better style of anime or animation than Dragon Ball Super did, like in the beginning. Like it's already above the level Dragon Ball Super started off. Not episode 1, episode 2, because those episodes they had a lot of time to prepare and work on. But at 3, 4, 5, the whole Resurrection F arc, animation is above that for Dragon Ball Super Heroes. Like I think so. Like I really do think so. Like that first Resurrection F arc is almost unwatchable for me.
Facts.
I mean, I just rather watch the movie.
I know Harold.
The TV show.
Harold, like that's not true.
To me, it was cool. I just like the TV show because it's like
you watched the movie, right?
I watched the movie. I just prefer to watch the TV show because
yeah,
the same exact thing. It just explains the whole.
This graphics is terrible. Yeah. Facts, no facts.
Hey, can somebody explain to me? Go back to like
facts.
Dragon Ball superheroes. Mm-hmm. What's up with the chain thingy?
Chain gang?
With the chain around the
It's supposed to be like a prison.
Yeah.
So they can't leave. Oh, yeah. They can't leave out of like the planets.
Goku blew it up.
Few did.
In the first arc of Dragon Ball Superheroes, I think it was like the first 9 episodes or first 8, it was called the prison planet arc. And it was like 6 planets surrounded by this one thing, and they were all they all had chains around them, and it was Fu's doing. And I don't know what happened to Fu. Fu has been gone for the past.
He's just chilling.
He's just in the background, right? Fu doesn't make sense either.
He's kind of like
Fu's stronger than Cumber.
Yes, he is.
And Hearts?
Huh?
No. I don't think he's stronger than Hearts. I'm not too sure.
But Hearts is stronger than Cumber.
Fu has the energy, like has the power to absorb energy and make it to his own.
I don't think Hearts is stronger than Ultra Instinct. Let's just get that.
He's like he looks like Hearts. He looks just like Hearts.
Are you sure?
But like with glasses.
Oh, I thought it was
and
the same,
a sword, like a little
I thought
black sword.
It was the same person.
The dude with the white hair and he's purple.
But I know now.
He has like a ponytail too.
With the glasses. Yeah, I know now. Yeah, he's just in the bag. He didn't fought nobody yet.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Fu.
I don't know. He looked pretty cool too.
How you know he's strong?
Few
Hearts. He ain't did nothing yet.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, they try to go against.
He beat up Jiren. He didn't beat him up, but like he had him.
He didn't beat Jiren. He just smacked him around.
No, he just smacked him around.
He did the little thing where he held his body down.
Yeah,
without touching him.
And Jiren even touched the floor though. He was just like.
I know, but he couldn't move though.
He wasn't like Goku. When Goku was all the way on the floor, no cap.
I'm just saying though, Jiren couldn't move.
But guess what? Goku did break out of that thing.
But Jiren didn't beat him up though.
Huh?
He didn't put the hands on him.
Nope.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
He was too scared.
He hit the Kamehameha on him. Clip.
He didn't. Yeah, the Kamehameha. He didn't throw hands.
He did throw hands.
He was scared.
Next question. Can we get the next question real quick?
Hold on, before we do this, can we get the Dragon Ball Super Heroes? Dragon Ball Super Heroes episode 12. Goku versus Heart, Super Saiyan Blue. Goku gave that dude the hands.
No.
Me. No. He definitely didn't, dog. No.
He about to see right now.
Corey, can I get that big, you know, catch a lot of second words?
Well, it might actually be what? Episode
13. When I say big, you say facts. Big.
The next facts. One.
Period.
Oh, yeah, this one. Look at, look. Tell me he did not give him the hands, huh? Look, that boy. That boy, my boy goes through. Look at it.
He definitely made.
He still got smacked. Look at that.
Look, watch it. Look. He ain't playing, though. He ain't playing. Goku ain't playing. Goku ain't.
He don't care. Look at this. Boom. Right back to him.
Where?
Bow.
Goku ain't playing. Goku ain't playing.
Bow, 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 bow. Look.
What kind of power does he have?
No, he's just really fast.
Look, look,
and he's
hair,
really
look
powerful.
At his hair waving in the wind. When have you guys seen
I never seen these
like
graphics.
That?
Is this Heroes?
Yeah, this is Heroes.
It's newest episode.
No,
did y'all say he didn't give him the hand? Look, keep him there.
How many episodes are there?
He's giving him the hand.
My thing I'm up to like 10 or 11.
He is giving him the hand. Look, he is giving him the hand. You still not satisfied? Look at his hair waving in the wind.
What's he wasn't satisfied? I said Jiren wasn't doing it.
Look, look at the hair waving.
But he looks different now. He got a coat on. He transformed.
Yeah, he's a wannabe Super Saiyan.
Y'all can't tell me that was a coat.
That was not cold.
I don't even understand how that was cold.
That was not cold.
Please explain to me how was that cold.
He just reached on the side of a building.
Not if he's never yeah, if he, no, like look. That. If he would have reached on the side of the building and then came back at him with a key blast, then that would have been cold. But no.
That would have been cold. He would be like,
look at this, though. You're saying this ain't cold? Look. Goku jumping on the rock. Look.
This is not cold. This
that graphics is nasty, dog. You can't say that graphics is not amazing.
This reminds me of Battle of the Gods.
You don't like that? You don't like Battle of the Gods animation?
No, I do. But okay. It just reminds me.
Wait, why are the graphics so good? So, if these graphics are going to be good, I guess the new series is going to be good too?
Of course.
Of course.
Something like that.
I get better with time.
Look at that. Look at that.
That is amazing.
Tell me that's not good animation.
You can tell they just copied the. What's the name?
They did. They did.
That's a scene that already happened.
Only the one where he was fighting.
Oh my god. That's a scene that already happened.
He's giving him the hand. Look. Ooh. 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 Giving that boy the hands. Giving that man the. Ooh.
He's still weak though.
Nah, he is giving him a hand, Corey. Corey just hating. Him.
Look, give him my favorite move in the whole entire series. And everybody's move, they all try to do it. Everybody say it with me. Kamehameha. Ready?
Masenko.
Going through the whole city. We ain't playing. We ain't playing.
Hey, real question. What's hey, that? Whose move is Masenko's first?
Piccolo's.
All right, another question. Name three characters that use Masenko.
Corey, I think you already know.
Karina.
You missed one more.
Who else?
One more.
King Piccolo.
That's with a K.
K.
Krillin.
No. No, he ain't never used
Masenko. Whoa.
Trunks.
Oh, and
Trunks used Masenko too.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Trunks,
oh, because
yeah.
Gohan.
Mm-hmm.
Gohan's title. I got you. Mm-hmm. It makes sense now.
Yeah, and you know what that means, right? Oh, yeah, you right.
Where'd you get Krillin from?
Krillin used Masenko.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he did.
So, like,
he used it when, what do you call that?
It was dynamic. It was a different move, for surely.
I'm pretty sure it was Masenko.
So it was Masenko. You're talking about the movie go like this.
No, that's like, that's Binyan Kamehameha.
Yeah, spread it, Kamehameha.
So, I got another Kamehameha. Question for y'all.
Are you guys ready? You guys ready for the next question?
What?
So, all right, let's,
you
have
one?
Yep. So, what do you guys think about the series in a whole?
The what?
Like the series, Dragon Ball Superheroes. What do you guys think about it in a whole?
I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, it has a pretty good story to it, but it's just too short. It's too
mean?
Short.
What do you mean, like that?
Each episode is like short.
I liked it.
You liked that?
I just like how
I like
every month.
I like a good anime where it has like a good amount of like minutes into it.
Really? Well, I think it's cool because it's like something special. It's not like meant to be
a full episode. It's actually, to be honest with you guys, you know, it's just a promotion for the game.
I know.
Dragon Ball Super Heroes. So, yeah. Like, if it was anything longer, I agree with Harold on this one, because I mean, it's not supposed to be like a new Dragon Ball Super, like a whole Dragon Ball series.
But like, you gotta understand, like, each Dragon Ball show, like, is like at least 22 minutes long. If you're gonna have the name of a Dragon Ball Heroes, you gotta have an episode that's 22 minutes long.
It's kind of like, you know,
I think it's like a fantasy thing though. Yeah. It feel like they just like doing this for fun. It's kind of like keeping people intrigued too as well.
Do you remember like the Car special with the Mater? The Mater is kind of like that. Remember the Mater special? You remember Mater?
Those were like what, 2 minutes though? This is like 10 to like. Five, nine minutes.
It's like 6 minutes. You take off the intro. It's like 8 minutes. You take out the intro.
But it's still. I like it though. I can entertain.
I think it's like my Harold say. Fa. I think it's called fa. Fa. You know what I'm saying? I think it's called fa. Fa. You know what I'm saying?
I can't tell what this dude was saying.
It's not like cussing, but
I know it's like you say. It's like you cussing, but you gotta say fa.
Fa.
You've been cussing. All right. So look, One last question though. My last question for y'all.
What's up?
What would be a fight that you would like to see in Dragon Ball Super Heroes?
I'm not gonna lie. Full Power Ultra Instinct versus Beerus. Like, I want to see that. Oh, yes. I want to see that.
Versus Beerus?
Yes. Because, like, I'm. We don't know how strong Beerus.
Yeah,
like,
we really don't know how strong Beerus is.
And that's what makes everything hard. That's what makes everything hard to power scale by, because we're in this gap. They said that Goku was close to Beerus' level, but that was obviously a lie because Goku has got so many power ups now. We know Ultra Instinct is above, but how much?
I want
it?
You to understand
will
that when
get
it
beat up bad, or will Beerus put up a fight and will Beerus barely lose?
Yeah,
I'm trying to see if is Ultra Instinct on a whole nother level as Beerus, or is Beerus just barely under it?
I want you to know that. So, do you remember on a Namek talk? I think we already went over this, but Frieza stated that she was only using, like, I think, like, 99% of her power at one point.
She?
And
it's
then
100% basically?
It's not, though. Because then,
it's non-binary. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl, so it's, like, non-binary.
Hey, I'm comfortable with her sexual, I mean, he or she, you know.
So just say non-binary.
Just to say other.
Non-binary.
Other, or sexuality. You don't make me forget my chain of thought. Please shut up. All right, look at it.
Non-binary.
So, look at it. She said that she was going to be 99. She was using 99% of her power.
Curly.
Why, when she went 100%, she was knocking out Goku, and then Gohan had to fight her for a minute. Can we just like give it up for Gohan as a kid fighting Frieza at 100%?
That was so random. Please explain to me how that came.
Man,
I'll tell you how. Because he was talking about how Beerus, right? Beerus, they gave us that little gap. So this, you know how Goku moved at 5%. All it takes is 1% for Beerus to move up, and he's already stronger. Facts.
That's the thing. I don't know how you got that. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So that was yours. Goku versus.
Okay.
All right.
What's yours? What's yours?
I would really like to see Cumber versus.
No, but
I'm gonna say Broly. Super.
Broly getting
shit. That'd be cool. I like that. That'd be nice.
Like, I mean, even though I say Cumber is, it kind of goes like this. Look. So you know how Super Saiyan Blue is stronger than Super Saiyan 4?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like if they were to ever do Cumber versus Broly, they would do it similar to that. I feel like instead of Cumber being stronger, they would make Broly on Cumber's level. It wouldn't make any sense, but like they'll make him on his level in a sense. But we all do know that Jiren is stronger than Broly though, right? We all know that. Jiren is stronger than Broly.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yep.
We don't know that yet.
No, he but is.
I do want to see that fight.
Jiren's stronger than the God.
But I do want to see that fight. I do. I want to see Whis's father, his dad. I want to see a dad fight. Somebody.
Who, though?
Is that guy host? Nah. You agree about that? Like, he got a lot of kids. I want to know who the mom is.
He said he got a lot of kids. I want to see who the mom is.
He procreate.
Huh? Did you have anybody?
Me? I want to see... I want to see Android 17 fighting against Android 17.
Who?
Android 17 fighting against Android 17.
17 versus 17?
So, you gotta be, like, clear, like, Dragon Ball...
Super Android 17.
No, okay, Dragon... Okay, and then DBZ?
Yep.
So,
no, Super 17.
Didn't say that. Didn't say that. So, Super 17 versus DBZ Super.
Yeah.
Or
Oh.
Dragon Ball Super 17.
Who do you guys think will win that fight? I think I'm going with Dragon
Super.
Ball.
Super.
I think yeah, Super 17. Super. Not Super 17, but
Super. Yeah.
Why am I confused? Who is it?
You don't know who Super 17 is?
Android Super 17.
Yeah. It's like Android 17. Android 17 fused. He's so strong that Vegeta can't even hurt him.
Well, in GT, I guess
he can absorb your blast.
The like the Dr. Gero in Hell, I guess created an android.
I think
so. The 17 was still alive. So. I guess the evil 17 corrupted the good 17, and then I guess what happened was, like, I don't know, I guess Dr. Jirosa had something over 17.
Oh.
So that's what made two of the 17s fuse, what made Super 17.
It's like I've seen GT, it's like a blur. I watched it one time, and I was down with GT.
Yeah, see, look, Dr. Jiro right there.
Yeah, that boy was super strong too. Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie, Android 17 is the MVP. He won the. He was last survivor. I called it though. He was doing good the whole entire time.
He was MVP.
Android 17 for the Universal Survival Arc. He was knocking heads out.
He always said being
because he was playing smart.
And he was training too though.
And he was smart. Oh, so then we got one more question. So, today we talked about Dragon Ball superheroes, and now I just want to get everybody's, what's your overall review of the series so far and what they have out? What do you guys think of it? Give us a little short synopsis, and then give us, like, what would you rate it out of 1 out of 10? No, actually, let's just do 1 out of 5 stars.
All right, so basically kind of what we said already, is I like the series and how, like, it pretty much, it's like a fantasy thing where it's, like, it's short, and it just kind of just introduces characters and fights that you would think. That's what I like about it. But on a scale of 1 out of 10, I give it an 8.
Look how dirty this is.
8?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that's first. All right, what about you, T.Y.?
What was the question again?
What would you review the series out of a... 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 5 stars?
Drum roll.
And a short synopsis of what you think about it.
You gotta be sure. I'll give it a cool 5.
5 stars?
5 stars, yeah.
Out of 5 stars or like?
5 out of
5
10.
Out of 5?
Yeah, 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10.
Okay, let me tell you why.
We going to a...
Let me tell you why, young...
Pitchforks, everybody.
Pitchforks. Let me tell you why, young buck. Look. That series is non-canon. Getting your hopes up for nothing, that's true.
You're right. See?
That ain't ever gonna be in a series.
Bro, it's like,
can I get a big facts? Big
facts.
No, good. It's like, it's like snacks. It's not like meant to be for a meal, a full course meal. It's snacks.
I don't want snacks. Like, I want a full course meal.
So it's like a dessert.
Yeah, you eat it sparingly. Like, you just take it in.
I don't eat snacks. I eat full course meals.
Would you rather have nothing until the new Dragon Ball Super come out? Exactly. Or would you rather have some snacks where you can eat on and munch on until the
it's next the appetizer.
Super. Yeah.
Nah, fam.
Hey, I'm not trying to get fat. I'm not trying to get fat.
I'm trying. I ain't lying.
America's already obese as it is. Wait, pause.
Go to the gym. Go to the gym and go into the gym.
You get too deep in it.
You can watch other animes. That's
no,
like going to the gym.
No. I'm trying to starve. I'll wait.
Yeah. I'll wait because when I know that meal going to be good. Facts. Mm. I don't want no nasty Alfredo. I don't want that Olive Garden outfit, you feel me?
Man, that's not bomb right now too.
Tell mom I don't want her food. Super, like Dragon Ball superheroes.
That's not real bomb too.
That's like, let me compare that. That's like Island Water Park, and Dragon Ball Z's Wild Waters. Facts.
Right. Whoa. What?
Wait,
big.
Before we get off topic.
Non-facts.
I need Corey's review.
10 minutes,
his,
guys. 10 minutes.
1 out of 5 stars, or his 1 out of 10. And the short synopsis.
I give it, I'm gonna be generous. I'll give it like 2.5. Cause
that's generous.
Look,
that's
man,
generous.
Out of five.
I'll be hating,
bro. Come on, man.
No, cause
stop capping.
Like I said, like some of these people were dead, like Zamasu. Why bring him back if he already got destroyed
a
long time ago?
It's not real. It's okay,
sometimes I want to see like something like real. If I want to see somebody gone, I want to see him gone. I don't want to see him back.
It's not actually happening. It's like, yeah, it's like this is just a dream.
It's just a dream, man. It's just giving you a fantasy life.
Like a whole another universe.
Dude is hating, man. Come on.
What if the fantasy is too real and then it's like, it's boo boo.
Are you saying what if the fantasy is better than the actual reality?
Yeah.
Well then.
So I'm just saying like it's boo boo.
So is it better?
It's
now?
Dookie.
So you're saying it's better?
No, I'm saying it's Dookie.
Anyway.
So 2.5. I'm generous.
Let me give y'all my review since they some haters.
Crocker see any
they some straight haters. Y'all cannot watch the series for real. Like I don't want to hear y'all talk about it.
I'm watching. I'm a fan.
I won't.
Me and Corey.
Me and Harold gonna talk it. Watch
Fusion.
Ready?
Fusion.
All right, now let me get to my review. All right, so look, I like the series for what it is. The animation is better than the start of Super, the first two arcs. I think so. And it's like I like we said, it's like a snack.
Yeah.
And I'm loving to watch this every 2 weeks.
You don't get fat.
I go to the gym. I watch other anime, so I'm not gonna get fat. I think I'm gonna give this. If it was a Star Wars, I think I'm gonna give it a four or a
3.5. Okay, we're tripping off of us. Hold on.
What kind of drugs are you taking?
You were tripping off us so much.
First he said
the
first two episodes were better than like in Super.
No, I'm saying the no.
No, they were.
No, the first two arcs of Super were just rehash of the movies. First
okay.
of all,
that's good.
They weren't even better than this animation. Like if you compare the animation side by side to the
I just want to know what kind of drugs you be smoking. That Dookie.
Anyway, I see these guys hate. We can't finish this argument. We might as well go ahead.
They some greedy Dragon Ball fans.
We might as well end it right here.
We want to hear your guys'.
No. Hold on. I'm just playing, God.
We want to hear. I had interest transmission on him, send him to another planet. But we want to hear your guys' thoughts in the comments. Let us know below. You know, like, always subscribe.
Let us.
This ain't interest transmission, Corey.
I'll teach you guys how to hit an interest transmission.
This ain't interest transmission. This is for Corey.
Shut up, man, Connor.
Deflect.
Now you're
deflect.
Yeah, he killed you. But remember to like and subscribe. And tell us in the comments what you think about our ratings. And then tell us what your ratings are, Dragon Ball Superheroes.
Like.
Yes, sir.
Saniacs. Route.